Welcome to the Bite-Sized Security Podcast, your source for practical online security advice. Join me, my guests, and sometimes my trained AI voice, as I explore ways to protect your digital footprint against the growing cyber threats. From mastering better passwords to understanding encryption and VPNs, the Bite-Sized Security Podcast breaks complex topics into clear guidance. It's time to take control of your online presence. You're listening to the Bite-Sized Security Podcast. Unlocking solutions for your digital life. Let's get to it. Cybersecurity influencers need to do better. I've noticed this over the years as I read blogs, listen to podcasts, and watch videos on different platforms. It became really apparent when I started my journey into TikTok and watching people who had hundreds of thousands of followers basically being TMZ. And by that I mean a story will break. And the next thing you know, there's just simply putting it out there, right? They're just taking a myth or something that isn't true and continuing to spread it. If you're an influencer, and I don't want to put numbers to this, but people who have, obviously, influence, you need to do better. Cybersecurity is not getting better as time goes on. There's more qualified people. There's better tools. AI is helping. But it's also helping the other side. And I believe as people who do have the knowledge to research and figure out what's going on and then report that to people who don't understand how things work, you have an obligation to do that. You're not just a blogger. You're not just a podcaster or somebody who makes videos randomly and gets likes and clicks and shares. You've taken on an obligation to be somewhat of a role model in the industry. And I think the straw that broke the camel's back, or in my case, was seeing way too many things that would come out specific to iOS or iPhone updates. And then it was about privacy and you need to turn this off. And of course, oh, I've researched this, but you need to turn it off because it's sharing your name, information, contact details, location. It's terrible for you. And every time Apple would update something, there'd be a flurry of videos telling you to turn something off. And that to me is just disrespectful to the community, and it doesn't show that you're giving your talents to a industry that you know that you could do better. So for influencers out there, do better than that. People don't understand what these things mean, right? I'm always gonna go back and use the example of my mom. I would read what the update was. I would go to Apple and look for the actual official article and figure out what is this new feature doing and how is Apple securing the data? You know, what protocol are they using to share something? So in this example, journaling. It's using Bluetooth. Okay, if Bluetooth is on, someone across the United States or across the world is not going to connect and see what I'm doing. Furthermore, if you research any of this stuff, it is not giving away your location and all this kind of stuff, depending on what app you're using. But the main point is you have to be able to look at what is coming out for updates and being cognizant of that and then researching it and giving that information out to people as they need it in a responsible manner. I understand that there's a freedom of speech. I do. I'm doing it right now. And I understand that everybody is entitled to doing a podcast, doing videos. I guess it was a lot harder to do videos and a lot harder to do podcasts. And so the experts that you had somewhat did research what they had. Somewhat, I'm just saying somewhat. And they had that information and then they would put it out and people would listen. But now with the tools that are out there, it is so easy to do videos literally off my phone. Podcasting is a breeze. And so anybody can say anything and become on the same level as an expert. And I just don't agree with that. I would not want someone giving me medical advice on the same level as a doctor who'd gone to medical school for years and can research and cite sources and have casework and have done internships because it's my health. And when it comes to cybersecurity tips and tricks and things I need to do to protect myself, my data. I want to know that the person that's giving that to me has done a legitimate amount of research, that they are competent in their field, that they understand the information that they're disseminating and giving out to the audience. Because they're an expert. They're supposed to be different than the rest of us. They're not just throwing out opinions or what they think is going to happen, unless they say that up front. But just putting things out there and not giving any context and information and guiding people to make better decisions just makes absolutely no sense. And I couldn't even begin to give you the examples that I have of terrible advice and terrible information, or I should say half information, incorrect information, bad information, and then it just spreads and spreads and spreads, which is why there are sites like Snopes.com and other sites that go and do research things that have come out, find the sources, dig into it, and then give you the information of what's true or what's not based upon the information that they have. And I don't want to go into anything beyond that. But when it comes to cybersecurity and your family's well-being and your data protection, you should know who is giving you the information. Not only who is giving information, what are their qualifications for giving you the information? Do they cite sources when they're giving you the information? And do they have any financial incentive to give you the information that they are giving you? All those things add up to someone that you can trust or that you can't trust. In the end, you could always say trust and verify, and that's fine. And sometimes you don't want to verify if you're paying somebody or listening to someone who is an expert. That's why you're listening to them, right? Because you assume, hey, cybersecurity is not my job, it's your job. And so I'm listening to you because I assume and expect you've done the research to then tell me what I need to do and save me time. Thank you very much. That's why I listen to you. That's why I consider you someone who I trust, you know, with these things. And I'm not seeing that as much as I'd like to. And that's not new, right? That is not new. It was prevalent in the fitness industry forever. It still is. And it's, you know, it's the same thing in the cybersecurity world. Except for fitness was somewhat science/art. Cybersecurity is facts versus fiction. End of story. Something's either doing this or it's not doing this. And the person that you're listening to, if they're giving you information on what you should do, should be able to back up with sources of why that's true or why that's not true. Or you need to do this because here are the facts of the situation. Don't give away all your data to a genetic testing site without reading the privacy policy, because if you haven't read that policy, you don't know what they're going to do with that data. How are they securing that data? This is big stuff for you, right? So my last podcast was 23andMe. The pain of having to go through two-factor authentication or doing anything, you know, would not have been that great as compared to getting the information that you wanted, which was figuring out your genetic whatever. So when it comes to cybersecurity things, phone updates or Windows updates or iOS updates or how do you delete your data or anything like that, you need to ask yourself, who are you that's giving me this information? Do I know anything about you? Do I know where you work? Do I know where you went to school? Do I know what qualifications you have? Or have you just been reading a bunch of blogs and now giving me information? Because I could do that myself. Okay. And then are you citing sources? Are you giving references? Are you giving out information where I can research on my own? If I tell you that there is a iOS update that is going to do X, Y, and Z, am I at least giving you a source that you can go verify that or research that on your own if you're that curious? I should give you the source where I found that. And if you want to trust me, great. And if you don't, you've got a source that you can go dig into and read it yourself. Like if I tell you, hey, this particular bill that just went through the House, HR 2, whatever, is going to do this, this, and this, and this. And you're like, hey, this guy knows what he's talking about. But he's given me the bill name and information and a source. And I'm going to go read it for myself and verify that I agree with that. Now, you don't have to, but you could, because I've given you a pathway to do that. Same goes for cybersecurity. Who is telling you this information? Are they citing sources that you can go research on your own? Or are they just fear-mongering and spreading disinformation and rumors? And unfortunately, in my journey, again, into the online world, there are some really great, smart people out there. But there are also some not-so-smart people. They're very good marketers. They know how to film, and they certainly know how to do hooks and viral hooks and all that kind of stuff. But their information isn't all that good, and it's incomplete, and they never give sources. And that's just unfortunate, because it just continues to spread disinformation, facts that don't line up, things that you don't need to be concerned about, skipping over things that you should be concerned about. So the main point of this particular podcast is cybersecurity influencers need to do better. They have an obligation in my mind. In my opinion, here's the opinion part. In my opinion, you have an obligation if you're putting yourself out there as an authority in a particular space. You have an obligation to do the minimum amount of research to make sure that what you're saying is relatively trustworthy and give out sources the best that you can so that the people listening can go find that out on their own if they are interested in doing that. That really is it. I think influencers in this particular, in all spaces, but in this particular space need to do better, because cybersecurity breaches and your data being lost and your identity theft and, you know, credit cards being compromised and scams and losing money is on the rise, more so than ever before, because the playing field is now more leveled than it has been in the past. And I think we're obligated to give the people that are listening to us the best information, resources, and things that they can do in order to protect themselves. Now, whether they choose to do that or not, that's up to them. So if you're talking about two-factor authentication and what's the best way to do that, and how, and that you should basically turn it on for every single site and service that possibly offers it, and here's a site that you can go to figure out how to do it, because unfortunately, every site is going to have a different way of turning that on, but the concept is there, right? Like strong, complex, long passwords, password managers, two-factor authentication. Whether people take advantage of that or not, that's up to them. But you've given them information. You're the expert in that field, and you've given them sources that can help them turn that on for these different resources, and you've told them why it's important to do so, so they're not the low-hanging fruit. At the end of the day, if a company gets breached and your information just goes out there, like I just got my, I don't know how many umpteenth breach notification letter this year, there's nothing I can do about that. I had everything turned on that site that I possibly could, and they got breached and they lost data. Nothing I can do about it. Nothing you can do about it, right? We get some free credit monitoring. Whoopee. But you're giving out the information to the people that are listening the best that you can with the sources and the reasons that you're why you're doing that. That is our obligation as cybersecurity influencers. Our obligation is to do that. And I don't think a lot of people, frankly, care. They don't really care. They're in this game for a different reason, and I'm not going to change them one bit. However, I might be able to change one person that's listening on this podcast to understand the concepts of who is giving you the information, why are they qualified to do it, how did they come to that conclusion, and do they have any financial incentive to give you that information? If you can keep that in mind while watching hundreds of videos or reading hundreds of blogs or newsletters or whatever, if you can just keep that in mind, is before I completely trust what you're saying, what anyone is saying, how can I find out for myself if this is true? Did you offer me those sources that I can go do some independent research on my own? If I don't want to, then I don't want to. But did you do that? And why are you giving me this information? Are you trying to sell me something? Is there an incentive for you to say that product A is better than product B? I mean, are you getting paid? All these things matter. And frankly, I'm concerned for the welfare of just the general population, because it's happening more and more that we have the information and it's not getting disseminated in a responsible and reasonable fashion by the people that would have that influence. So I'm just doing my teeny, itty bitty cog in a big wheel part of trying to do that. That's all I can do, is just do the best that I can and try to help you, and maybe you can help somebody else. I guess, in a way, pay it forward, I guess. So keep that in mind. Cybersecurity influencers need to do better. And again, some are doing fantastic jobs. No rips on anybody out there. I'm not naming names. I'm just saying some people are doing a fantastic job of doing that, but we all need to come together and make sure that we're on the same page. You've taken on an obligation to be an influencer in this space. And I think, different than retail, selling someone a product or a handbag or what have you, blankets or sheets, right? I think you have an obligation, if you're in this space, to do good for people and to protect them. That's the best I can tell you. So keep those things in mind and stay safe. Thanks for listening to another episode of Bite Size Security, the quick-hitting podcast serving bite-sized tips to boost your online safety. We covered a lot of ground today and easy-to-digest nuggets of practical cybersecurity advice. If you want to learn more ways to protect your data and identity online, be sure to subscribe for future episodes. We'll continue breaking down complex security topics into straightforward guidance anyone can apply. Visit our website, bitesizesecurity.show, for recaps and show notes from all of our podcasts. We hope these bite-sized cyber lessons have given you new tools in your digital security toolbox. This is your host signing off. Until next time, stay safe in the digital world. You've been listening to Bite Size Security.